The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe does.
Second hour of the National Intel Report. Thursday, 27 April, 2017. Talking about Mr. Abraham Lincoln, or if you prefer, old Abe Springsteen. The La Crosse, Wisconsin Democrat newspaper warned in November of 1864 that should Lincoln be reelected, we hope that a bold hand will be found to plunge the dagger into the tyrant's heart. By the way, such views were commonplace in the North. This all changed after Lincoln's death, as the Republican Party recruited and probably paid quite handsomely for the New England clergy to capitalize on the assassination for political propaganda purposes. Professor Tagg explains this in a chapter entitled The Sudden Saint. After viciously vilifying him for 4 years as an infidel and worse, pastors across America rewrote their Easter sermons after Lincoln's death on Good Friday to include a new exalted view of Mr. Lincoln as an American Moses, a leader out of slavery, a national savior who was not allowed to cross over into the promised land. The Republican Party, with the help of the highly politicized clergy, saw that all their political enemies would fall before the sword that Lincoln's death had put into their hands in the post-war world. Now, such were the origins of Lincoln's myth, a much bigger rewriting of history than anything the Soviets or any other totalitarian regime ever attempted, for it's been going on now for more than 150 years. An important part of the story is told in the 1943 book that was recently discovered, entitled The Deification of Lincoln by Ira D. Cardiff. By the way, you can get it. It's on sale on Amazon.com and also online. It was recently reprinted by the Christopher Publishing House of Boston and is dedicated to those lovers of truth who are unafraid of special interest, public opinion, or popular superstitions. The book starts out by stating by 1943, most Americans were already not at all interested in the truth about Lincoln, thanks to nearly 80 years of lies, myths, and superstitions about him in thousands and thousands of books. They are not interested, in other words, in the real Lincoln, wrote Cardiff. They desire a supernatural Lincoln, a Lincoln with none of the faults or frailties of a common man, a Lincoln who is a savior, leading us to democracy and liberty, though most of said readers are not interested in democracy or liberty. Moreover, a biography of Lincoln, which told the truth about him, would probably have great difficulty in finding a publisher. And that period I'm talking about, folks, was nearly 75 years ago. Now, nearly three-quarters of a century before Larry Tagg's book was published, Iyer Cardiff wrote of widespread hatred and revulsion of Lincoln by the Northerners, especially the Northern clergy, and how all of that changed after his death for purely political reasons, based on an ever-growing mountain of lies. Cardiff focuses on perhaps the biggest lie told by hyper-political New England clergy. The zealots who instigated the war in the name of eradicating America and then the world of sin in order to create a kingdom of God on earth that would pave the way for the second coming of Christ. That is what motivated the abolitionist movement much more than concern for the slaves. Now, all of a sudden, the atheist Abraham Lincoln, and he was portrayed by the lying New England clergy in cahoots with the Republican Party as the holiest and most saintly man in America, if not the entire planet. Well, why stop there? Why not our solar system? Why not our galaxy? Why not? His father, who he hated so much, he didn't even attend his funeral, suddenly was said to have possessed sterling mental and moral qualities. Lincoln the atheist was said to have spent most of his time on his knees in prayer in the White House. His mother became second only to the Virgin Mary in her chastity. Thousands of sermons were preached to prove him devoutly religious. There was, of course, never any evidence or proof of this. In fact, there was voluminous evidence that exactly the opposite was true. As Cardiff explains in great detail, the first biographies of Lincoln, of which there are now over 10,000, by the way, were filled with statements like, he, meaning Mr. Lincoln, believed in his inmost soul and he was an instrument in the hands of God for the accomplishment of great purpose. That reminds me of in that line with Clint Eastwood, where the Indians stand there saying, yeah, the Great White Father said in Washington, D.C., that we should endeavor to pursue. Makes about as much sense, doesn't it? It is, of course, absurd to assert that you know what it is in a man's innermost soul. Yours truly has found that contemporary Lincoln biographies are polluted with similarly silly statements about what supposedly was in Lincoln's heart, his soul, and his mind, etc. Bill O'Reilly's Killing Lincoln is especially ridiculous in this regard. There are statements on nearly every page about what was in his mind or in his heart. Well, we won't have to worry about Bill O'Reilly anymore, will we? Another hallmark of contemporary Lincoln scholarship is the repetition of statements just like this one from the very first Lincoln biographies. In part, it says, he was in the White House as God's instrument. The assumption here is that the biographer knows what is in the mind of God. Such nonsense sent the template for almost all future Lincoln biographies, with very few exceptions. Now, Cardiff devoted much of his book citing primary sources describing how atheistic and anti-religious the saintly Lincoln really was. For example, previous to his nomination for the presidency, he was roundly condemned by the clergy as an infidel, while after his martyrdom, the same clerics were loud in the claim of his piety. By the way, in Larry Tagg's book, he said the exact same thing. When Lincoln was a candidate for president, Cardiff points out only three of the 23 ministers in Springfield, Illinois, supported him. Three out of 23. 28 didn't, and three did. Moreover, early biographers who actually knew Lincoln had a very different take on his views on religion than writers who never had any personal contact with him, or anybody else who ever did. Colonel World Lamon, a close friend and confidant of Lincoln, wrote a biography in which he called Mr. Lincoln an infidel. His personal White House secretary, John G. Nicolay, wrote that Mr. Lincoln did not, to my knowledge, in any way change his religious ideas, opinions, or beliefs from the time he left Springfield to the day of his death. Those religious ideas were the ideas of a non-believer. Nicolay made this comment to counter the absurd lie peddled by the Republican Party, the New England clergy, and court historians after the war that Lincoln experienced some kind of religious conversion late in life. When did that conversion take place? At the point in time the bullet came out of Booth's gun and hit his head? Millisecond. Judge David Davis, who managed Lincoln's presidential campaign and who was subsequently appointed to the Supreme Court, wrote that Lincoln had no faith in the Christian sense of the term. Lincoln's wife, Mary Todd, said that Mr. Lincoln had no hope and no faith in the usual acceptation of those words. And of course, Mary Todd, was she the first White House lesbian? Or did we have to wait for Franklin Delano Roosevelt? Now, all of this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the Lincoln myth. Mountains of lies, myths, superstitions envelop almost every fact of Lincoln's life, thanks to generations of Lincoln scholars. To be a card-carrying Lincoln scholar, one must demonstrate the ability to come up with at least a half a dozen excuses or rationales for every tyrannical or immoral act or words of Lincoln. His lifelong racist white supremacist speeches, there it is, were not sincere beliefs, but a ploy to win over white racist voters. Yeah. Well, it's kind of like they're deifying Ronald Reagan. You know, Ronald Reagan was really a Democrat at heart. You know. Greatest president of all time. He looks a lot like Trump. What happens when you have Lincoln meets Reagan? What do you get there? You get Trump? By the way, this little meeting that Mr. Trump had that called in all of... And how the hell did he do this, by the way, if all these guys are on vacation? And there was Mr. Mattis, Mr. Tillerson, Coates, and Mr. Dunford. Senate took part in a rare White House briefing on Wednesday, yesterday, to hear what senior leaders described as an urgent national security threat posed by North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. All right, let me stop right here. How much of a threat is it? How many nuclear weapons do they actually have? One? Do they have a rocket that can actually take off and hit something that they intend to hit? Well, you see, folks, when you only got a couple of boom-booms, that's called deterrence. Can't be described as any other thing, because if you use those weapons offensively, guess what you're doing? You're inviting your own death, most assuredly. See, the United States is real good at cooking up threats and people that are threatening America. So do you honestly think that North Korea is going to send off, if they can, a nuclear weapon to hit what target, where, and somehow that this is going to do what for North Korea except bring its own extinction down on its head? Let's create the fear. Let's create the next boogeyman. The hour-long secret session for all senators was held at the Eisenhower Executive Office Building next to the White House and included a brief appearance by President Trump, who made short introductory remarks. Marine Corps General Joseph Dunford, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, also took part in the session. His presence is an indication that military options for dealing with North Korea likely were discussed. New steps by the administration will include the imposition of additional economic sanctions. And again, let me stop and digress for a second. Do you think if you want to enter into a dialogue, and this is assuming, of course, that you don't want them launching any nuclear weapons, You want their saber rattling, no matter how empty it really is. Now, that's not to say that the North Koreans couldn't wage one hell of a ground war. They got a lot of guys that would, in that uniform, that, well, just ask any survivor of the Korean War. When faced with insurmountable opposition, that didn't stop them. They just kept right on coming. Didn't matter how many you cut down, they just kept right on coming. So rather than talk to a broke country about something that they could do to maybe put a little bit more food on a table, a little bit more money in the banks, you know, stabilize their economy a little bit. No, we got to be beating the drum of war so loudly that nobody can hear anything else. This is something we're exceptionally good at. We're the Stradivarius of war making, folks. And as I said yesterday, if we're an empire, we did a pretty lousy job at empire building, didn't we? With all the stuff that we've waged on the entire world for a couple hundred years, what exactly did we walk away with? New lands, new territories? No? Did I miss something? Did we annex Mexico? Did we take over Canada? The United States seeks stability and peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We remain open to negotiations toward that goal. However, we remain prepared to defend ourselves and our allies. And again, against what? Against what? Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Now there's a guy that knows something about logistics and battle plans and war. He is the CEO of Exxon, for God's sakes. And here's an oxymoron. Director of Intelligence Dan Coats. Trump's approach seeks to pressure North Korea into dismantling nuclear ballistic missile and proliferation programs through imposing tighter economic sanctions and diplomatic measures. How's this for an idea? Why not get together with the Premier of China, Vladimir Putin of Russia, Donald Trump of the United States, and all sit down and have a little powwow with North Korea? China's already made its position clear about Korea going nuclear. Russia certainly has. We have no doubt that we have. So let me see. The heads of the three biggest nuclear powers, if not population powers on the face of the planet, were to sit down and talk to the fat-faced boy over in North Korea. Do you think they might be able to get somewhere? And between the three of them, I mean, geez, Donald at least, he knows capitalism. He knows how to negotiate. Throw the little doggies a bone, or is that kitties? Or do they cook them over there and eat them? I don't remember. Do you think there might be another way? Of course there is. Because you're not a maniacal psychopath. That there's always several options on how to deal with anything on the table. But all ours has always seemed to be that, well, we'll just go in and bomb the hell out of you. You know, maybe we should work this in reverse. Who the hell haven't we bombed in this world? I think that would be a shorter list than the ones we have.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Well, I love this this next line. Talking about sanctions and their illicit arms sales and the illicit arms programs. Now, I'm rather fascinated by that. For some reason, Mikey, one of my earpieces just quit working. Why is that? All right, there we go. A caller? Say it isn't so. When Mikey Rivera only gets four calls in his show and he does 3 hours, I don't feel left out. Maybe people are planting their victory gardens to stave off starvation this summer. Republican Senator John Barrasso told MSNBC that the meeting was very consequential and included discussions of North Korea's shift from liquid to solid fuel missiles and improving nuclear weapons and missile capabilities. Does this sound like an Iranian thing to you? Oh, you know, they got nuclear weapons. Oh, no, no, they don't have them, but they're building. It'll be there in 5 years. No, it'll be there in 10 years. Oh, no, they have them now. Oh, no, they don't have them now. Jeremy in Arizona. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, John. Hey, I've been listening to you for a few days. I always get your show late because I download it, but I hear you struggling with this whole the Jewish question kind of thing. And
do you think I'm struggling with it, Jeremy? Is that what you would call it?
Yeah. Well, okay, I'll be real quick because I'm at work. But
okay.
So about 7,000 years ago, you had a mutation happen around the Black Sea, which is, you know, right in northern Turkey, and you had blue eyes come out of it, right? They say it came from one man. Even scientists agree about this. And so I think what happened was they started breeding these people, kind of like he was a really busy guy, and I don't know if that's Abraham or whatever, but that was basically the chosen, you know, pedigree, meaning chosen by God. And so these people grew up basically with a superiority complex, sort of, you know, because of that, kind of given to them from the people, you know. And it wasn't necessarily if you had blue eyes, just, you know, you're in that family blue blood, kind of like a royally chosen thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they all spread out, and eventually you got, like, them kind of, like, going north into Europe and stuff like that, probably getting chased off, pissing people off because of the superiority complex or whatnot. And so then you had them invaded by the Persians, and out of that mix came red hair, right? You know, they mixed with these East Asians and Persians, and because they were blonde and blue-eyed and whatnot, they would mix and make red hair, which is where you get the red children or the Roth children, the red Jews. And they chose to go east while the Celts and stuff went into Ireland and Scotland and Britain, and they would paint themselves blue to show that they weren't red. Not all of them had red hair, but a lot of them did, to show that they would have blue blood. When they go into battle, they paint themselves blue. And that's where you get this red and blue. You can see it on the United States flag. The lines on the flag. I don't know if you've ever seen the peace flag.
Yes.
The lines are
vertical.
The lines on the peace flag are up and down.
Vertical.
Signifying it's signifying like putting your rifle up on your shoulder. And when they're straight, they're pointed at you. Like your enemy's on the move. And the stars, when the blue is around the white stars, it signifies peace in the states, and you're protecting them in the square, which is the Union. And when the stars are blue and it's white all around, there's peace in the land. You're not at war. And so when the royal color became purple because of, like, Constantinople and stuff like that, the Judaic Christianity, the attempt to get these two sides to stop feuding. And the reason that you probably have all these people in Scotland that are voting against the sovereignty of the old Scots is because they aren't really Scots. They're related from a long time ago, but they're actually red Jews up there in Parliament.
Oh, Jeremy, did you hear that sound? That was your supervisor calling you back to work.
All right.
Hey, thanks.
I just want to share that all with you.
Thank you.
You get the Rothschilds, the Rothham, the Rosenbelt. They're all red Jews.
I got you. Thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate your call. It's the only caller I've ever had that referenced the peace flag.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You know, folks, remember the day that you could have a warrant issued and they would just wait until you got picked up for a traffic offense or some such nonsense? Oh, well, there's a warrant. You're under arrest. Well, no, in order to enforce the fear factor on the American people, we dress up the little ninja guys in all black, PASCAT. By the way, you're listening to me there in Illinois. My package has arrived. And it's a bulletproof vest the likes I've never seen before. Could stop a 50 caliber or a howitzer. Yeah, you put the thing on, you couldn't get it off. How much would you say that weighs? About 40 pounds? 30 pounds? Oh, that's right. We got a scale. Go weigh it. I'm interested. At any rate. Yes, folks. So here we're in the police state to serve a warrant for theft. Guess what we send out to your house to serve the warrant? That's right. PASCATed police that are doing the old dynamic entry and total kill option. Oh, they call them special weapons and tactics. Special weapons, special people with special tactics and weapons. They're so special. In Gaithersburg, Maryland, guns loaded? Check. Extra ammunition? Check. Bulletproof protective vest? Check. Right home address? Uh-oh. In yet another SWAT team flub, a home that had been raided and its occupants beaten, however, once again, the police went to the wrong address. Jeez. I don't know why I'm laughing. It ain't funny. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office in Gaithersburg admits they got it wrong when they burst into Israel or Orleana's home in Montgomery County. Now, Orleana has the same name as the man police were searching for in a gun theft case. Notice I didn't say rape or murder or even bank robbery. No. I said a gun theft case. But still, incredibly, Carroll County got a warrant to search the wrong address, and worse yet, the group of people gathered in the home were churchgoers who were spending the night socializing and praying. Orleana told reporters, "I thought it was my mom's friends because sometimes they pray and they start dancing. But that night, it wasn't dancing that was disturbing his peace. It was officers of peace doing so. So I get up from my bed, and I start walking over to my door. And as I'm opening the door, I make eye contact with a SWAT officer, and he pushes me up against the door with his shield, and he slams me against the wall. Then he describes that has all too often criticized the charges of resisting arrest to free citizens who feel they've done nothing for which they should be arrested. He starts screaming at me, "Stop resisting, stop resisting." You know, that's a favorite thing for cops to do, especially if they're on video. It's really not a clear shot. In order to justify you showing up at the jail with your head half gone or stoved in, or showing up in the emergency room where you later die, they keep yelling, "Stop resisting, stop resisting." Really? No, resisting would be me standing there outfitted with the same crap that you got with the same kind of firearms. That would be resisting. Orleana showed Fox 5 News a bruise on his face and scrapes on his arm. He said his hands were tied behind his back, and he was taken upstairs to find that his family and his mother's friends were also detained. He said officers barged in on his 14-year-old sister in the bathroom. "It was really horrific," he said. "You feel really helpless during the whole situation, like you know you're innocent. You're not telling them you're innocent, but they just see you as a criminal. Or, I'm sorry, you're telling them that you're innocent. And all they do is keep screaming, stop resisting, and they just see you as a criminal, as a target." The raid consisted of two counties working together, oh God, to effect an arrest of another. Supposedly, this Israel Orleana was wanted in a burglary of 20 guns and money stolen from a residence. The police acted on video surveillance they had acquired from casing the home, but even armed with video imagery, the Carroll County Sheriff's Office still got it wrong. They got a judge to issue a search warrant for Orleana's home and then requested that Montgomery County Police execute it. The warrant, not the subject. I'm sure that they meant that. But Israel Orellana's life in Gaithersburg, he lives there, rather, and shares similar appearances as stated by police who used Orellana's driver's license to determine identity. Colonel Larry Souther told Fox 5 that the internal investigation will be conducted into the egregious error. "We're going to take a hard look at how we got to that point." Doesn't this sound like a 5-year-old talking? Orleana says he wants the police to be held accountable for their actions. Good luck with that, Chuck. Especially since his mother had to be hospitalized for the subsequent panic attack. She's also battling cancer and currently undergoing treatment. She's undergoing chemo, so her medicine puts her at a high risk of a heart attack. And when she had the panic attack, it was serious for all of us. This isn't really about money to me. There needs to be action taken. People need to be held responsible, and they need to do a better job. Well, if they would have done a better job, sir, you already would have been dead. Like, it's just that plain and simple. They can't be breaking into people's houses just because I have the same name or I look like someone. You see, remember me saying this a long time ago, folks, and I've repeated it several times. Kind of like with the instance of David Koresh. You know, that evil messiah in Waco, Texas. What did they decide to do when the county sheriff and everybody that knew him knew that he went to gun shows if there was one in the area in the weekend? They knew he was out jogging many days out of the week by himself, would go into town, into Waco, for whatever, do some shopping, do errands, whatever. He was always out there. And rather than assigning a detective to detect, that's what detectives are supposed to do, and finding Mr. David Koresh by his lonely little self and just walking up to him and saying, "Hey, Mr. Koresh, we need to talk." No. What does the idiot Janet Reno do? Billy Boy Clinton? They send in the BATF and people die. They could have done the same thing with this. Now, how much do you think an operation cost? All the preparation and all the pre-staging and, you know, all the overtime and, you know, just all of it combined. Don't you think it would have been easier and they could have caught their own mistake? They may be staking out this guy's house, doing their due diligence to at least ascertain that this is the guy that they were after? Don't you think that'd be a more practical, sane, and maybe even cheaper approach? I'd much rather pay a detective overtime than I would a bunch of hyped-up, warring ninjas. What are they trying to impress us with? Their brute force? Do they understand that one of these days, it's kind of going to be, I would say, kind of like a neighborhood watch. You got a bunch of numbers on speed dial. And when you see the indication that they're staging for attack, you just go through the list. And all of a sudden, there's an army behind them, waiting for them to make the next move. Ooh. That'd be a revolting development now, wouldn't it? And the thin blue line out there that really depends on the help and cooperation of the citizenry, because there's too few of them out there. They exist because of our acquiescence, our cooperation. I don't care. Give it a name. And I like these little banny roosters that I see strutting around like they're the all-powerful. They've got the police power, and when they address you, you better listen. And I'm thinking to myself, do you know what a bad position you're really putting yourself in? Do you really understand that? You know, it used to be said that, well, sometimes cops would single somebody out and they'd recognize him. They may not even have known his name, but they recognize him, and they just go harass him. Well, do you think you guys are the only ones that have memory? Do you think that we don't remember your face? Don't give a damn what your name is. Doesn't matter to me. I'm not going to be on the funeral list of survivors. It's going to be you in the casket. Because one of these days, when they do something like this, the neighborhood watch is going to come out, and they're going to do a little bit more than just watch. Does that thought ever occur to you guys? For an instant? For a millisecond?
There needs to be action taken. People need to be held responsible. Well, yeah, we've been holding them responsible. Well, what does that get you? Finish this out. We at the Free Thought Project have been chronicling the actions of the police state, which acts with impunity and refuses to pay for damages for invalid incursions such as the one described in the aforementioned story. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office issued the following statement, which, by the way, makes no mention of any promise to pay for any damages caused by the lawless home invasion. And I do mean lawless. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office, following investigative leads in a case where numerous guns have been stolen from a residence in Carroll County, obtained search warrants for a residence in Montgomery County. Unfortunately, the suspect shared the same name and general location as an unrelated person, and investigators initially went to the unrelated person's address. Wow, that's your statement? So once again, as evidenced in the thoughtlessly prepared statement, the police are again blaming the victims, in no uncertain terms, that he was targeted because he had the same name, lived in the same general area as the suspect, and may have shared some type of similar appearance. What, that he was bipedal? He walked on two legs? He had a T-shirt on? You mean that kind of resemblance? Yeah, it sounds a lot like racial profiling. Nice work, man. Thank you for your service. Now go fix Mr. Oriana's home and pay him for his mother's medical bills. Or better still, why don't you go down there to the police department and the sheriff's office, and why don't you suggest to them that they get those, what do they call those guys, defectives? No, detectives. Get those guys out. You know, we got a suspect here. We think we know what we're doing. We think we know what we're talking about. We think we know where he lives. We think we know his patterns. We think we know where he works or where he lays up and gets high with his hooker girlfriend. I don't know. But observe and identify 60 to 80,000 no-knock warrants. Oh, I'm sorry. They're not no-knock warrants. Let me get the nomenclature correct here. The knock and talk that can turn into you being dead. And if you say to yourself, well, I'm not going to answer the door. Well, at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning when you're hearing this, so loud on your front door it wakes up half the neighborhood. How long do you think you could sit there and ignore it? Or how long are they going to ignore you not opening the door before somehow that front door just gets opened up? Folks, they're going to make sure this police state stands. And they're going to keep operating the way they are until they stop or they are stopped. But of course, what would we be then? Lawbreakers? Sovereign citizens? People don't believe in the rule of law? You'd have heard all the gobbledygook that's been foisted on people that want the rule of law back and this craziness to stop. This is not defending a criminal, because a criminal is exactly that. He's a criminal. And I'm not talking necessarily. I'm talking about the real hardcore criminal. You know, the little sociopaths, or psychopaths, which ones? That they can be in or out of uniform. Doesn't matter. They keep pressing this, almost as if they believe that, well, if you knock a few of us down, we'll bring a whole lot more. And if you keep knocking us down, well, we'll just declare war on you. We'll declare martial law. We might start gun confiscations. Hell, we might send in armed drones, for God's sakes. We might bring out the military. We might bring out gunships. We might roll tanks down the street. We might start blowing holes in your home. they believe they're being backed by the state and by the federal government. You know, what warrior, what sane warrior would go into battle knowing he's got nothing behind him? Ah. I think the best one that was most publicized, what was that guy, the city mayor that broke into his house? Because somebody was sending pot to his address and picking it up before anybody answered the door. And they walked in, shook everybody down, and killed his dogs. Yeah, that was a good move. If I was the mayor of that city, I would have owned that damn state once I got done with them.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
In your eyes, the light, the heat.
In your eyes,
I am complete.
In your eyes,
to see the doorway.
In your eyes,
the thousand churches.
In your eyes,
the resolution.
In your eyes,
of all the fruitless souls. Oh, I see the light.
Did you intentionally distort the hell out of that, or is that just... Okay, we'll find a better recording. Jeez. What unsavory things you do to Peter Gallagher. Gabriel. Whatever. Let's see. I know why people have been calling. They're watching the NFL draft, all you closet football watchers out there. Tell the truth. What to finish up with here? Maxine Waters. Now there's a good one. Let's see what the idiot from California has to say. Maxine Waters, the quarter-century member of Congress, who's found new stardom as an attack dog for the left, suffered a brain freeze during an interview today when she was ranting about Donald Trump's handling of North Korea's threat. Speaking with Yahoo News, Waters was talking about China's role in containing North Korea and momentarily appeared confused about what she was discussing. Well, she is 78 years old. Here's Maxine Waters in a brain fart.
Those in China have a great trading relationship. They sell an awful lot of stuff to North Korea. And so this president is warning Trump, okay, don't start talking about preemptive strikes. We want a diplomatic solution. Yeah. We do not want war in North Korea, North Korea at all.
North Carolina. Oh, Maxine. Damn, did I have to play? Did I actually have to play something I actually agreed with the wingnut about? Diplomatic solution. You know, isn't it? It used to be. Didn't the Democrats start the wars? You know, I remember LBJ coming in and said, I'll give you your damn war. Get rid of this damn Kennedy. I'll give you your damn war. I don't know, though. Is that true? Because wasn't Georgie Porgy in the White House when we went after Saddam Hussein? Well, the elder Bush started it with Kuwait. The deal was already struck. But Saddam discovered that the Kuwaitis were doing slant drilling into his land, sipping his oil. And he said the deal's off. Well, that's when things turned really sour. And 15, 16 years later, 3+ million dead, $6 trillion down the old crap hole. And the unintended consequence, we got radicalized people that hate our freedom. God. Oh, my God. It seems to be unreal anymore, Mikey. Open up your mic, Mike. You and I talk a lot during the breaks of some of this insane stuff that we're seeing going on. I mean, it's getting crazy. It's getting so crazy. I don't even want to report on the craziness anymore. It's driving me nuts. But what is the effect? Remember what I said? We do this every single day. Are we considering what the effect, the numbing effect that this has on listeners hearing this crap every single day?
It's got to be overwhelming, for sure.
It's not just in a job, it's an adventure, but to them it's like water torture that never quits. I can't apologize for it, folks. I got an idea. Let's make it all stop. Before you go into catatonic brain fart, you need the emotional tampon just to keep your brains in your head. Mackerel, where's the Tylenol? All right, that'll do it for us today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Alive to talk another day.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.